Hey everyone, welcome back to the Pardonable Podcast. I'm your host, David Lilly, and today it is Friday, October 13th, which means it is Friday the 13th, which is like my favorite holiday. Not really my favorite, well, it is kind of my favorite holiday. Technically, it's right now while I'm talking, it's not Friday the 13th. I'm pre-recording this. And I'm also recording this early in the morning, so if I look like, wow, it looks like you just woke up, it's because I just did. But I want to do this little segment thing where I'm going to go over my top 10 favorite horror movies / TV series that I think are slept on or underrated, which chances are if you watch horror movies all the time like I do, you'd be like, yeah, I've seen all of these. What's he talking about? These are just stuff that I've watched, and I was like, I don't know if everyone's seen this, and this is pretty cool. So if you're like, I don't know about horror films, but it's spooky season, and I want to get into some. I want to sit down and watch something scary. Here's top 10 of my favorite ones that I think, and they're somewhat recent. I'm not going back into the 80s. I'm not going like, here's the greatest films, horror films of all time. I'm not doing that nonsense. There's plenty of that out there. I'm just going to tell you what's somewhat relevant, recent, that have come out that I think are great. But I am going to start this off. Actually, let's start this off. I'm going to tell you about two that I don't know if you're ever going to go back and rewatch, but I did. I rewatched these somewhat like 4 years ago. And they kind of seem like they birthed all of a lot of the horror genre that's come out recently. So I'm just going to cover those two real quick. The first one is the Night of the Living Dead 1968 version. It's black and white. I saw this when I was like super young. I think I stayed up late and watched AMC used to have like this horror segment, probably through all of October, where they were showing old horror movies and Joe Bob Briggs was there hosting it or whatever. Used to love that stuff. But this one came on and I was a kid and I was like, this is terrifying. It's all black and white. It's not like it's old school, but it is. It starts off the whole zombie theme. So your Walking Dead's probably birthed from this. Don't know. It's pretty good. And it has its own like weird controversy, but I'm not going to get into that. But if you were like, hey, I want something old school to watch, maybe, I don't know. It's a good one. The other one that I like, because I love like, obviously I love Friday the 13th, the movie series, and the day's cool too, the movie series. It all started with this one called Sleepaway Camp. And I slept on, I had no idea. I slept on Sleepaway Camp. I had no idea. I heard about this movie, but I never watched it till like 3 years ago. And it's it kind of starts off that whole, like, there's kids at a camp and the camp counselors are being, you know, taken out one by one. It kind of starts that whole genre, I think. But the cool thing about it, it's got its own little controversy and M. Night Shyamalan plot twist at the end. So if you're looking to be like, where did these start? Start with that one. That's a cool movie just to check out and pretty retro. Also, because of the controversy, you should find your hardcore leftist, super woke friends. Sit them down and watch it too. Just be sure to have a conversation at the end. Don't do that. It's pretty hardcore. Anyway, let's get into it. So we're going to do a countdown. I'm going to go 10 all the way down to number one, and I'm going to do them pretty quick, hip fire, because I don't want to take up too much of your time. But we're going to start with number 10. This one's a giveaway for me, obvious, and so I actually put it right up at the top. But Friday the 13th, big fan, obviously my favorite horror, scary movie series genre thing. That Friday the 13th is my top. So I was like, I can't just list off 10 of them because there is like 10 of them. But there is one that was rebooted that snuck in like towards the end. I didn't pay attention to because I love the 80s ones. But in 2009, they rebooted it. And they got my boy Jared Padalecki, who's the star of Supernatural. He's the main guy in it. It's a reboot. It's done really well. It's not the original story remade. It's just like kind of continuing on. They actually did a pretty good job. So at top 10 is Friday the 13th reboot, the 2009 version. Let me see where I put that. You can find that on HBO Max. Or Max, or whatever they're calling it. That's my number top 10. So if you haven't seen, do you like the Friday the 13th? Or actually, if you've never seen any Friday the 13th, you can actually just go watch this one. It's not like you need a super ton backstory. I mean, you kind of could, but it doesn't matter. That's number 10. Let's jump to number 9 real quick. This one, I didn't watch till recently, which I was like, I need to get around to watching it, because it's a sequel too. It's a movie called Dr. Sleep. It's got Ewan McGregor. It came out in 2019. It's a continuation of The Shining. So it takes the little kid in The Shining, and that's his story. I didn't know what I was going to get into because I saw The Shining a long time ago. Great movie, of course. It's like a classic. It's not on the list because these are think most everybody's seen The Shining. But you don't actually have to see The Shining to get this. There's a ton of Shining stuff, like stuff from the movie The Shining in this. So there's a lot of cool callbacks that makes it seem familiar and fun. But it's also, it's like a Stephen King. Like, there's a lot more into it. It's almost its own IP. It's almost its own world and its own, like, I don't want to give away. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm going to try my best not to spoil any of these. So if you haven't seen it, I'm not giving away the ending or anything like that. But, yep, Dr. Sleep got Ewan McGregor. Great, great film. I thought it was great. It's not super scary. It's kind of a mix of fantasy, not fantasy. It's a mix of, I guess, kind of sci-fi. I'm not sure what a mix is, what it kind of mixes with, but it is a great story. Kind of spooky. I mean, kind of is somewhat spooky, but it doesn't really fit in the horror genre too much. Like, it kind of does. It's hard to explain. Just go watch it. That's number 9. Let's move on to number 8. This is another one. So I'm trying to stick with stuff that has come out somewhat recent, like in the past 4 years. This one came out this year. And I wanted to add it to the list because I'm trying to mix it up. You have like, I want to add a little bit of all the horror genre from like vampires to where. So this one is in its own category. It's more of like The Exorcist. So the movie is The Pope's Exorcist. It's got Russell Crowe. It came out this year. Russell Crowe, he's an exorcist, lo and behold. And it's kind of in that feel. The cool thing is I think it's made after a book. I think I looked that up and I got that right. I think it's actually a movie made after a book written by an exorcist that works in the Vatican. Don't hold me to this. I don't know what's true about the book versus the movie, but it's a cool story. And it ties into, it has like a little bit of an underlining, like, oh, I didn't think about that. So it's a good horror movie, especially if you like The Exorcist, that kind of genre of horror. This one's a good one. It's a little weird. Not weird, like that's kind of odd, just kind of slow. It's a little slow and you're not really sure where it's going sometimes, but by the end of it, it delivers. And you're like, oh, this kind of all makes sense. They don't leave many loose ends by any means. That's number 8. Now let's move to number 9. This one, this one's going to take a little bit of an explanation because it's not one movie, it's 3. And they're not unknown. They're pretty known. So the Saw series. Now I'm going to do a little story for this. I saw Saw 1 in the theaters. I think I watched Saw 2. And then by Saw 2, when it came out, I was like, oh, I think I get this concept. It's kind of just torture. It's like that movie Hostel that came out where you're like, what is the point of this movie other than just extreme blood guts, kind of like, oh, this is an awful situation, and just feeding on that. That's why I thought the Saw films were. So once I saw 2 of them, I was like, there's really nothing here other than just like extravagant gore. And so I never watched any more of them until recently. I went back and I started it. I think it started at 4 because I think I watched all the way up to 3 in the past. So I was like, I'm going to start at Saw 4. There's like 100. They're Fast and the Furious series. Like, there's so many of them. I was like, what are they doing? They're just different ways to have more gore and torture stuff. So I went back and rewatched it. No, I mean, yes, it has all those things. But there is a crazy, like, philosophical underpinning of the idea of justice. Like, it's kind of vigilante Batman style. Like, well, if the law doesn't work and all these bad people go free, how do you take that into your own hands? Underpinning along with, like, how do you solve people's mind frame to the extreme? And so at first I was like, this guy's just torturing people for no reason. But if you watch Saw 4, 5, and 6, it's actually not bad. Pretty cool storyline. Makes you think a little bit about like who is like it. Just it's more than meets the eye. So I don't want to give it away. But if you can go back, you can watch those on Peacock and Hulu. You can watch 4, 5, and 6, and they have more. I watched them all the time, but I think 4, 5, and 6, those movies give you a cool insight to Jigsaw, the guy, the bad guy. and they're really well done. I mean, they're cheesy. They're campy. Most of these are cheesy and campy. With some just over the top gore, but the underlining of it is pretty cool. So that's in at number 7. So let's bump down to number 6. This one I almost didn't add to my list. It came out recently. It came out in 2002. It's a movie called Barbarian. It's got Justin Long in it. You can find it on Hulu. But the reason I didn't add it is because it wasn't something really in my flavor. It was kind of an out there one. If you slept on any horror movies, you probably slept on this one. But because it's in like of its own category where no one really knew about it, it feels indie-ish. It feels like it's an indie film. But it's actually kind of neat. You don't really know what they're building up to. You're not really sure where they're going with it. And they keep it a mystery for a pretty decently long time. It's not horrifically terrifying. Well, at least not in my... Like, I didn't find it super terrifying. But it is interesting. And I think it's worth a watch just to kind of bring in this mysterious monster kind of horror film to it. Where, like, there's something in the dark that you're not sure what. Is it a ghost? Is it a person? Is it a serial killer? Is it a demon? You don't know really what's going on with it. So Barbarian, you can find that on Hulu. All right, number 5, I'm actually pretty excited about. This one I kept seeing pop up in my streaming feeds, and I was like, this looks dumb. Not even going to watch it. Not even sure what it's about. Then read the description. I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. It's a movie called Black Phone. It's got Ethan Hawke. Let me check when it came out. It came out 2021. Well, let me do this. 2021, you can find it on Prime. It's actually really cool. I didn't realize what I was getting myself into, but the storytelling of it all, there's a lot of, so I guess, and you might be like, it's not that great of a story, but most horror movies, they don't really, it's kind of just, they just throw things up the wall just to get scares. This one actually tells a story and kind of leads everything from the beginning ties into the end. And it's more of a serial killer flick with a little bit of paranormal, built in. It's got Ethan Hawke, so the acting's top notch. And I just looked at it, I was like, this looks black. I thought it was another like Black Mirror thing where like it's a possessed phone, and if you answer it, you all of a sudden you're like, oh, you know, but it's not. It's not like that at all. It's a great film. So go and check that one out. That's Black Phone. It's on Prime. It came out in 2020. You might have saw it on your streaming thing and just passed it because the guy's wearing a weird mask. Ignore the mask. It doesn't really play that much a part. It is a great, and it's a retro movie, so it takes place in like the 70s, so it's a cool throwback. I threw off my list real quick. Let me jump back in. All right, this one's a dead giveaway for me. Where are we at? We are at number 4. This one's a dead giveaway for me. You could have picked this one up, but I don't know if many people sat down and watched this. It's on Disney Plus. It's a part of the MCU. It's called Werewolf by Night. So there is a superhero that is a werewolf. Well, they made a specific film, just a film, not a TV series, around this character. The reason why I think people slept on it is it doesn't seem like MCU. It's all black and white. There's some color in it for like exaggeration, but it's built to be like an old school horror, like one of the originals. it's a really cool story. Of course, and there's a werewolf in it, but it's a great production. It's Marvel, you know, it's Disney. They did a great job with it. And it came out around Halloween as kind of like a, you know, here's our Marvel scary movie. Great movie. If you haven't seen it and you're like, I love the MCU, go watch it. Chances are if you love the MCU, you did see it. But if you're like, you don't have to know anything about superheroes, anything like that. It's just a great horror movie. They bring in some kind of old school animatronics to kind of give you a haunted house feel, like one you would walk through, like it's a scary person. They have a lot of that in there. A lot of like, anyway, just it's a good film. It came out, when did that thing come out? 2021, but I don't know. Either way, great. It's technically tied to the MCU, so we might actually see some of the characters in that show up in like the Avengers. Great horror movie. All right, we are now on to, I might move this around. I forgot what number I think number 3. Let me double check. Yeah. All right, number 3. I'm not even sure if I can categorize this one as a horror film. And I think it actually got Academy Awards, so I don't know if it's been slept on. But it's a movie called Nightmare Alley. It's got Bradley Cooper and a bunch of other people. It's another kind of retro black and white, but it's more like 1950s. Hold on a second. It's kind of like a 1950s, 1960s feel. It came out in 2021. You can find it on Hulu. I don't think it's not like a scare. It's more of, I don't even know what to call it. It's kind of, it follows a character who becomes part of a carnival. It tells a great story of the development of this person from rags to riches. And I'm not going to give away anything after that. Has a mystical element to it that you're not really sure what's going on. You're like, wait, is this just somebody playing with, you know, they're just really smart, like sleight of hand, like a magician, or is this real kind of stuff? Great film. I mean, it got Academy Awards. It's got that noir feel to it, that dark black and white noir feel. And it's fun. It's just a fun watch. And it's interesting all the way through, all the way up to the end. The end's great too. So that's one. That's why it's so high up on my list, even though it's not normally in my horror movie genre. I think it's like thriller, but it's got some mystical, scary stuff to it. All right, that was number three. We are down. Hold on, let me make sure. I think I got my numbers mixed up here. Yeah, okay, we are down to 2 and 1. Now, these are my top. And it's weird because both of them are top, are TV series. So I'm going to start with 1, and they're both coming in the same category, so I give it to them. So, oh no, I'm not going to start with 1. Number 2 on my list, Midnight Mass. It came out on Netflix in 2021. At first, I wasn't sure what it was. Like, you're kind of like, what is this? What's going on here? And it's kind of a murder mystery on this island. You're like, what's happening? And then it slowly builds up and builds up. And then you're like, I think I know. Oh my gosh. And it's got a great story arc to all the characters. Great feel. This is one of those TV series where I was like, how did, a lot of people watched it and a lot of people were like, this is great. I'm right on that category. And as much as I loved Stranger Things, which it was like a nice callback to the 80s, which I think was like 80% of its appeal. I feel like it got more recognition than Midnight Mass. And Midnight Mass is a great, I don't want to spoil it, but it has its own genre it's in. And it's phenomenal. So if you haven't seen it, and it's a TV series, which means they get to expound on each character. It's not like a one-off movie or a series of movies where you just kind of introduce the characters. And then, because, I mean, horror movies have a tendency to do that. You're like, hey, this is kind of a cool kid, and they're dead. So you don't get to spend much time with these people. This is why I think TV series are the name of the game moving forward. It's why I like the Star Wars TV series. And the MCU TV series. I like this because you get to spend more time with the characters and you can expand the story out. So that might actually be why this one's number 2, because it is so good. Midnight Mass, it came out on Netflix in 2021. Great film for the spooky season, especially if you're into that kind of mythology and crypto stuff. I don't want to give it away, but there's a lot of crypto. It's in that genre of horror. All right, number 1. And the reason this one's number 1, because it's actually number 1, and not just films and TV shows, I think, that are under it. It's actually top of my list of favorite horror movie stuff ever. It's a TV series. It came out in 2018. I remember it being like all the rage. But it's one that you can actually go. I went back and rewatched it, not recently. Even though I was like, I'm going to make this a thing. Every year, I go back and rewatch it around spooky. I just got bored over the summer and watched it like in July. Not spooky season, just enjoyed it so much. It has, actually, I'm just going to tell you what it is. Number 1, still one of my favorite horror things of all time. The Haunting of Hill House. Came out in 2018. I know there's older version, but this is a TV series on Netflix, 2018. It is by far one of the best horror things to ever come out, like scary movie style. It's about a family. Man, I'm going to try not to spoil it. So I'm going to tell you the few things I like. It's about a family. They go through some serious hardship and then they're having to revisit it later on in life. It goes over family dynamics. While they're confusing and they're trying to work it out, it just, something happened and it tore this family and crumbled them. And then this whole thing walks, if you pay attention, it walks each character through each episode and gives them like a stage of grief. So I don't know if you know about stages of grief. There's like bargaining, and then there's anger, and then there's, but each character kind of envelops this while telling a larger story. But that's not even the best part. The cinematography, almost messed that up, is great. As far as scary, it's subtle scary, which means it's not all just jump scares where things come out at you. It's creepy storytelling. It's so artistically well done where it just doesn't, it doesn't go for cheap shots to the point where they hid. It's a paranormal ghost. Like, this is the pinnacle of ghost stories. Like, I would say right at the top as far as ghost stories go. And not to spoil anything, but as you watch the series, they hid ghosts in the background they never bring up. So you're watching it and you might not even know. You can actually go online and be like, episode 2, where are the ghosts? And it'll actually break down at this time in the series, in the background, there's like a dude in the shadow standing there. It's stuff like that. Like, they spent time, and the characters are believable. The acting's phenomenal. Everything's believable. It makes you feel bad. Like, it, there's so many subtle things in it. I could spend an entire podcast breaking down all of, like, doing a pop art review of it. I'm not going to do that here, but go back. If you didn't watch The Haunting of Hill House and you love scary stuff, you love ghost stories, this one is top notch for me. If I ever do, like, next year, if I'm like, I'm going to do a top 10 of favorite movies, horror movies around October, this one will show up. If I do a top 10 of any kind of scary anything TV show, this will show up. This thing, that's why it's number one. Every year I go back and watch it because it's that good. Ghost stories might be my favorite. Out of all the genres, other than Friday the 13th, that whole slasher, it's kind of a ghost story. Not really. Ghost stories are so much fun because you can play with it and not have to always be like, here's a spooky thing. Like, they do such a good job with it. And it tells a great story. It's not just like they're in a haunted house. Trust me, it's a great story. Anyway, there's my top 10 horror movies this season to not sleep on. If you're looking for something to watch and you want my recommendation, and it's not just like 1986, Friday the 13th, the final chapter, might be my favorite. For other reasons why I'm not even going to get into that. Here's my top 10 that'll give you a little bit of a guide to the spooky season. Anyway, actually I'm going to give you a bonus. This one, I hope it got slept on. So here's a little bonus movie I recently watched. When I say recently, like last night, I watched this movie because it came out. Here's a bonus. This is so stupid. If you never watch this film, you will never be missing out on anything, except for the hilariousness of it. So I'm going to give a small backstory. Like, I think 2 years ago, the IP rights to Winnie the Pooh expired, which means anybody can pick it up. Winnie the Pooh, with Christopher Robin and their friends, and you got Piglet and Eeyore, and That IP expired, which means no one owns. The rights to it are up for grabs for anybody to do whatever they want with it. Well, apparently somebody was like, here's a good idea. And they made a horror movie called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. And it is exactly probably what you think it is. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. I'll bring out a few reasons why I don't think the acting's very good. I don't know if it was even meant to be good. Now, truthfully, it's a bunch of British people, so I can barely understand them as this. And I'm just making fun of British people at this point. I think it's, and I don't know accents, but I think it's kind of Cockney British. So it's got that, g'day, mate, that kind of, or not, that's not even British, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, it's that. So even with the accent divide, like, I'm like, is this good acting or not? It's not. It's not good acting. You can tell. It's just the most, they bring in a character right up. So I'll tell you the prompt. I'll spoil the crap out of this thing because I don't even know if I want you to go watch it. But I mean, for what it is, someone took Winnie the Pooh and made a horror live action horror film out of it. Basically what it is Christopher Robin friends. He promises to be friends with Winnie and Piglet and Eeyore for the rest of the time. And he's like, well, I'm getting older, got to go to college. So he leaves. They have a bad winter. Christopher Robin's not bringing them snacks and stuff like that for them. So they have a bad winter. And Eeyore gets sick. So they decide, Winnie and Piglet decide to get rid of Eeyore, and they eat him. And they go crazy. And then Christopher Robin's like, I'm going to go visit my friends now that I'm at uni. You know, doesn't turn out well. They're all crazy. But I think they could have done better with the costumes that the Winnie the Pooh and Piglet are. Oh, they bring up I never watched Winnie the Pooh growing up, but there's an owl character they bring up right at the beginning. They're like telling a story, and they're like, there's these four animals, Eeyore, Winnie the Pooh, this owl, right? They bring it up in the story of the beginning, the setup. They eat Eeyore. They go crazy, right? And then continuing on with the movie, Christopher Robin shows up. Guess who never shows back up in the movie? The story at the beginning, there's an owl. Owl never appear. I don't know if it's for a sequel. They were just like, hey, didn't we mention an owl at the beginning of this? And they're like, yeah. We don't got that kind of a budget. We'll just never mention it again. So the owl never shows up, which was kind of the thing I was looking forward to. Because once you see Winnie the Pooh and Piglet, and you're like, these costumes are atrocious. Like, this looks like they went to Spirit Halloween. But the funny thing is, to be honest, the camera, the cinematography, like some of the shots, not bad. So I don't know who wrote, the writers did an awful job. I should have looked up the budget. I should have absolutely looked up. I'm not even going to look up the budget. I'm going to go look that up later. I don't know what they spent on this movie, because it looks like it some money kind of got spent, but oh my Lord, did it fail. Anyway, that's your bonus. So if you want to go watch Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, have at it. I watched it. I laughed out loud multiple times. Just like, there's so many points in it. You're like, wait, what happened? It's like campy, but bad campy. Like, it's not, I don't even know what, at the end of it, I was like, what was this? Anyway, Winnie the Pooh, it's early in the morning. That's why I can't say this. Anyway, hope you guys have a wonderful Friday the 13th. It's spooky season. Go out there and be spooky. I'm your host, David Lilly. I got some interviews coming up, but I figured I'd just do this real quick because, hey, it's Friday the 13th. Why not? Anyway, y'all have a wonderful week, and I will see you back here next time.